Hello and welcome, everybody. I hope you are well wherever you are listening to this. Thank you for joining me. My name is Troy Nelson, and this is KEXP's Music That Matters podcast number 665, sharing with all of you some of the music we've been listening to and really enjoying and wanting to share with all of you. I've got music from all over the world in this Music That Matters podcast. Music from London, Denmark, Philadelphia, and even right here in Seattle. And I wanted to start this off with a record that everybody is talking about and that has been critically acclaimed across the board. A beautiful new record from Wise Blood. This song right here is called Every Day.
Sailing go from the iris, go from the iris, go from the iris.
You.
are listening to KEXP's Music That Matters podcast. You just heard music out of London right there from the duo Tender and their song Handmade Ego from their album that came out this past January called Fear of Falling Asleep. Then you heard music out of Denmark before that from Lowly, and that new Lowly single is called Stephen, which is actually dedicated to the scientific mastermind Stephen Hawking. And starting off this Music That Matters podcast, the beautiful new record from Wise Blood. The album's called Titanic Rising. That song is called Every Day, and also the album cover, just absolutely stunning. And I heard there's a video out there showing the making of how they shot that beautiful album cover. Well, my name is Troy Nelson, and it is great to be with you here on this Music That Matters podcast, sharing with you all this music that we have been excited about, and I'm going to get back into it here with this band out of Durham. And this song is called The Void, and it comes from Martha. And Martha said of this song, it said that The Void is a sci-fi story partly inspired by playing tabletop role-playing games. Here you go. It's Martha with The Void.
I spent my whole life running, smile calls me like an invocation. Cause we're satellites, we're satellites, just you and me, dancing around the debris.
That is music from Seattle band New Age Healers with a song called Satellites. And New Age Healers about to release their third full-length album, which was recorded by Seattle's own Barrett Jones, who has worked with Nirvana and the Foo Fighters, and they recorded it right here in Seattle at Laundry Room Studios. Before that, we go to Philadelphia with the trio Control Top, and that song is called Covert Contracts, which is also the name of their new album that came out on April 5th. And starting that set off right there, you heard the Durham band Martha with the song The Void, which they said partly was inspired by playing tabletop role-playing games, but also informed by the pretty dreadful state of the world at the minute. My name is Troy Nelson, and I am very happy to be with all of you here on KEXP's Music That Matters podcast number 665. And up next, Sean Fleming set to release his next album as Diane Coffey, and this song is called Like a Child Does, and Sean explained that it's about acting out and the chaos it creates. Here's Diane Coffey.
guess I'm not fine with it. I guess I'm not fine with it. I guess I'm not fine. Guess I'm not fine. I guess I'm not.
are listening to KEXP's Music That Matters podcast number 665, Music Out of Seattle right there from Julia Shapiro. And you may know Julia Shapiro from the bands Chastity Belt and Childbirth. Julia is going to be releasing her solo debut called Perfect Version, and that's coming out on June 14th. Then we go to LA with the four-piece Goon. And Goon spent the spring embarking on their first North American tour, and just before they hit the road, they released Datura, which came out on March 21st. Starting that set off, you heard the music of Diane Coffey, and the album's called Internet Arms, and that song is called Like a Child Does, which Diane Coffey explained is about acting out and the chaos it creates. My name's Troy Nelson. I'm with you here for Music That Matters podcast number 665, sharing with all of you some music that we have been excited about, enjoying, and we're going to just jump right back into it here with a band out of Detroit, and they are offering up a cinematic soundscape with this song here called Alone Together. We'll be right back. And that is music from the London-based Dutch Zimbabwean artist Rina Mashonga. And she has released her sophomore album. It's called In a Galaxy. And on the themes of this record, Mashonga says that it's about motivation, career-wise, that no one is going to fight for your art as hard as you are. Before that, we heard from the Detroit band Ritual Howls. And that song is called Alone Together from their new album Rendered Armor, which also came out this past March. My name is Troy Nelson. It has been a pleasure to be with all of you for Music That Matters podcast number 665. And I have one more for you. I thought I would end with a bang because Titus Andronicus is out of control on this track in the best way. Here it is, Titus Andronicus with I Blame Society.
I blame society!